His fate is finally revealed. Major Immerdale spoilers follow from Thursday's episode, December 19, which is available to watch now on streaming service ITVX but doesn't yet aired on ITV1. Immerdale has confirmed Tom King's fate in a special hour-long episode. The villain's dark storyline reached its conclusion on Thursday as the jury delivered a verdict in his trial. Tom was recently charged with assault and coercive behavior after abusing his wife Belle for over a year. Despite Tom's various attempts to derail the trial in recent days, Belle bravely decided to give evidence against him so that the truth would be heard. Emmerdale star Mark Jarnik addresses dark Christmas storyline. As Emmerdale strayed from its usual linear format for the episode, Belle and Tom's conflicting testimonies were interspersed with clips of the jury deliberating over the case. Guest stars Denise Welch, Charles Dale and Jack Ellis took center stage in these scenes as they played jury members Heidi, Carl, and Kenneth. Heidi was the juror who was most vocal in supporting Belle, but Carl viewed the case differently and repeatedly backed Tom's false version of events. At one point, it seemed like the case may go in Tom's favor, but even his supporters on the jury started to have their doubts. Immerdale airs dark warning over mystery Christmas Day arrival. When discussions turned to Tom's creepy hidden cameras and the damning evidence found on his tablet computer, the jury struggled to come up with a reasonable explanation for his behavior. After staying quiet for most of the deliberations, fellow juror Kenneth spoke up with an emotional personal story about a woman he once knew, who was killed by her husband. Kenneth was deeply affected by the past tragedy and made an impassioned plea for Belle's experiences to be believed. In the end, jury foreman Carl stood up in court to announce that Tom had been found guilty of both charges. Denise Welch breaks silence on Immerdale trial roll. The judge then summed up the case, sternly rebuking Tom for showing no remorse over his actions. He commented, "Though you have no prior convictions and are of good standing professionally, it is recognized that one of the factors allowing an abuser to continue unnoticed is the ability of the perpetrator to have both a public and a private face. Your campaign of abuse against your wife went on even beyond the end of your functioning relationship. In fact, it increased in severity.